And what is going on, everybody out there? All of you beauts and beauties. It is episode number 160 of Hat Trick Hockey, which is always brought to you by our good friends over at GL Heritage, the official beer of Hat Trick Hockey. If you like Tristan's shirt there, you just smash the link on the post. It'll bring you right into our store for you to collect all of your sweet HTH merch. And here in studio, as always, with my buddy Tristan.
Yes, sir.
Back in studio?
Back in studio.
The fans kind of like this look, they say.
Yeah, I think so. I kind of like it.
It is nice.
I think you like it. It's more comfortable, more personable for you guys, and all around, I think it's just better.
Yeah.
If we will, though, going forward, like if we have a Zoom call, we'll just be at our own location, so makes life easier for everyone.
That will happen once in a while, too.
Yeah, yeah,
for sure. Shit ton to talk about on this episode.
Yeah, quite a bit.
So, should we just... What do you think? Do we just go right into it?
Yeah, trip off the Band-Aid.
Yeah, so 73's Lakeshore, what a series.
Yep.
As we all expected, seven games, especially this year. I know last year it went five, and I think the previous year it had only went six, just with both teams just had so much depth this year, and goaltending was, it was like these guys were exchanging saves all series. Like, both goalies were fantastic.
Oh, both their stats in that final. Every goal was a one-goal game.
Yes.
And the most goals scored in the series was four.
Yeah.
In a game.
Like, between the two teams? Like, four goals total? Or just by a team?
Four. I think 4-3 was Essex game one.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
That's it.
Yeah, but that was the first game in the series.
4-2 Lakeshore empty net in game five. So that's it.
And then didn't we have a 3-1?
We had a 3-1 empty net, and then they had a 3-1 empty net, unfortunately.
Just crazy, man.
Game seven.
The crowds. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
That game seven, that is the most... was a very packed building.
Well, they sold out.
Yeah, they sold out, and like it was just a lot of the Essex fans. I got to commend you, Essex.
Yes.
You traveled so well that game. It was 50-50 when the cheers happened and the goals happened.
I have a buddy who's a Lakeshore guy,
and
he was telling me, he said, it was pretty loud in there for Essex goals, too, he said.
Oh, Cale McCabe, when he tied at 1-1 in game 7?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The whole place lit right up.
Man, can you get any better than that when it comes to hockey?
The amount of chances Essex missed.
Oh, I know, man.
Oh, I feel for those guys. Like, my heart built up for them, and it was bad. But I will give Lakeshore credit it is due, and especially Anthony Iaquinta and company, Milan Dobrić. That's his name, right? The assistant?
I believe so, yes. Dobrić? I actually sent Coach Q a nice little text and just said, hey, congrats, great series and stuff like that. I love Coach Q.
He's the best in the game right now. Like, obviously, Tony Porosky's got the pedigree, but three in a row.
Yeah.
Lakeshore, you can't mess around with them. Giving them an inch, they're taking a mile.
Yeah,
and that's
what
they did. It was Essex outshot them. Obviously, the shots, whatever. We know sometimes they aren't that accurate to the actual game, but the timekeeper is going to do his, or scorekeeper is going to do his best to make sure it is.
For sure.
And Essex outshot them 2-1 in that game seven. Like,
and
they outworked them. But Lakeshore cashed in when it mattered most. Bryce Scarlett, every year, he's clutch for them.
Yeah, he is. Damn you,
jumped
Bryce.
On a loose puck.
Yeah.
Sloat just couldn't see it, and he just tucked it in far side. Well, I think he got absolutely decked, too, while he shot that puck. And
got to take a hit to make a play, man.
Yeah. Good for him. He battled injury. He was out at least one game, maybe two in this series. Came back. Scores a huge goal for them. And that line, like Lakeshore, like I said before the series, their top six is three good lines.
Yeah, for sure.
You got Walker and Higginbottom and LaRue, Schladoya and Bisson and that Geniac, that 16-year-old, incredible player for them. And then Scarlett with Sullivan and Higginbottom. I might have already mentioned him. I'm trying to think of who else they've got.
And actually, Marco came alive in the series.
He did.
He was...
Two big goals in that series.
Did. And they weren't cheap ones.
Nope, they weren't. He had that... he had a breakaway shorthanded.
Yes, that was in Essex. I'm almost positive it was it in
he got saved and he got robbed in Essex. Remember Sloat just scored, and then he scored in Lakeshore.
Okay.
He went because he had it twice in Essex where he went backhand, forehand, backhand. Yeah. Sloat just saved it both times. Goes Lakeshore, forehand, backhand, forehand, rips it glove side.
Yeah.
He's a right shot coming in on the goalie. Just congrats to Marco, who's the captain of that squad.
Yeah, for sure.
And they're graduating players. My apologies if I forget some of the other ones, but I know their two big ones are Walker and Higginbottom, mm-hmm. who are terrific for the Mall series. I think that's Lakeshore's two best players objectively, not to like offend any of the other players on their roster. Mm-hmm. It's just those guys step on the ice, they're dangerous.
Oh yeah.
Like they're so generate crazy chances. LaRue had a tough series. I'm sure he's going to pick it up throughout the rest of the playoffs, but that's goes to show just how evenly matched those teams were.
Well, that's the thing.
Like, Gabe Piccolo had one goal
the
whole series, so.
But that's the thing now, because now these guys are going to play a team that doesn't normally see them, so they're going to get a little more room. I'm sure they're watching, but I'm just saying.
I think
but.
Lakeshore, and if there is any Thamesford fans listening, Thamesford's in one.
Oh, yeah. I think you literally took the words right out of my mouth. You're in one.
Lakeshore is going to rain fire upon them, I think. For sure. Thamesford could surprise. I know they got a good goalie there, but
the blood's in the water.
They got Bo Porosky in net. He never allowed more than two goals because there was an empty netter.
Yeah.
After game two, he played through the rest of the series, didn't allow more than two goals.
Mm-hmm.
Did he give up some rebounds that were questionable? Maybe, but
didn't cost them.
No. Had a 960 in the playoffs.
That's ridiculous, dude.
Like, congratulations to Bo.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Like, he's an Essex guy. Well, caught him. But just that whole roster, like, they're built to win. They know each other, and that's part of it, I think. Essex, every year, they get new blood, and it might be talent, but this series goes to show what's on paper is a lot different than what's on the ice, and it takes is the bounces to not go your way, and you're out. Yeah.
So, good luck, Lakeshore.
Yeah, good luck.
For sure. But I want to talk about our boys here for a little bit, the threes. When it comes to, like, an overall season, what a season. It was very eventful, to say the least. You know what I mean? So, it was... It was very eventful, but once everything kind of, you know, got a little smoother and everything kind of, everybody settled in, and what a season, man. I think we had, what, 4 or 5 losses all regular season?
4-1-2
Yeah.
Were same. Our losses. How many games are played in the season?
I don't even know.
So if we were 35-4-1-2, I think.
So that's
because there's 42 games played,
pretty
I believe.
Pretty damn good.
And Lakeshore owned 2 of those in the regular season. The other ones were Blenheim and Moortown.
Yeah.
The overtime loss was Wheatley. The two ties were Blenheim, Moortown. Yeah. Like this season, obviously it has to do with me and our involvement with the team, but. Mm-hmm. This is the most passionate I ever felt for the 73s all year. Like, doing the call. Thank you so much to all the players.
For sure.
Who made it so enjoyable to sit there and yell out their name as they got a chance or scored a goal.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful passing play. Like, it was really exciting. Especially, like, the guys who are heading out.
Yeah. I was just about to say that.
Yeah, like... Shane DePelsmaker coming in at the deadline. I think he only played 2 or 3 regular season games, a couple playoff games, but fit in the room immediately.
Yeah, for sure.
Really, really smart ticket. That guy, sharp as a tack. Helped the team out almost like an assistant coach in a way, too. Like his leadership ability and his smarts about the game.
Well, you wore a C for, what, 3 years in Dresden?
Yeah, exactly. He knows what's up.
Yeah.
And,
fucking, we got Halsey too.
If I want to talk about Fields, I'll get to the big guns.
I know.
But Fields wore the C last year when he could play. Wore an A this year when he could play. Unfortunately, just a terrible career with injuries.
Mm-hmm.
Poor guy. Like, one of the best D-men in the junior C. Like,
I will say,
physicality-wise.
I was just going to say, I will say, one of the best hitters I've seen.
he's just a unit, like a tank.
He's a tough son of a bitch.
Yeah, and he can shoot. He has a hard slap shot.
He's got a cannon,
And then it was just, injuries. Poor guy, but I was happy in the finals he was able to play one game. Mm-hmm. I think it was the home game we dropped 2-1.
Yeah.
Was that a score? Game two? So,
Yeah.
Or maybe 3-2, but it was just, Fieldy, thanks for everything, man. Like, you're a true leader. And then Connor Dembinski, the guy who wore our nameplate 2 years in a row, represented us well, represented the hamlet of Woodsley well on Essex and alongside several other players from that.
We won't get too far into Connor, not because we don't like him or anything like that, but I'll give you drop a little nugget for you guys. Connor's coming on the show next week with us. We're going to record with him, so we're going to get into that with him. So that's why we don't want to say too much about Connor.
We've got a couple interviews lined up. So,
but we love you, Connor. So
thank you, Connor. Ahead. And last but certainly not least, our guest from last week.
Yeah.
And I've written it several times on several different platforms, but the best 73 in the post-COVID era, statistically and literally, in my opinion, Liam Hall, assistant captain, 3 years standing, in my heart, the captain of this team. Obviously, no offense to Gabriel Piccolo. He came in and did a damn good job.
Yeah, hell yeah.
But just what Liam Hall has left on this team and the mark he leaves behind, it's going to feel wrong seeing anyone else wear 24.
Yeah, it's going to be weird.
I almost want them to retire the number, and I understand that's not something like there's been so many greats to play on this team, but like, man, he really wore everything it means to be a 73 on his sleeve everywhere he went. Like, everyone would say, oh, yeah, who plays on the threes now? Well, Halsey.
Yeah.
Right? And now he's all done. And his mom posted something the other day I saw on my post for Liam. And it said, she's like, the hardest quote or the most heartfelt quote I've ever heard. And she said, Liam, after game seven, said, it's going to take a long time for me and Dembo to take off our jersey.
I did see that one, actually. And that's like, think about it. Just shows you how much those guys wanted to be there, man.
Well, that is the last game of junior hockey they've played. And what a way to go out. A game seven in the Stobbs Finals.
One goal game.
Yeah, one goal game. You're hard pressed to play in a much better game on your last one, but he's...
Do you want to know one jersey he is going to slide on a couple times next year?
Oh, yeah.
No, he is.
Yeah?
He's playing with me a bit next year.
Right on.
I already scooped him.
Right on. Well, so, he's about to terrorize the Harrow League.
Yeah, so, he won't be playing in my league. I have a team, so this team here, we play like once a month out in Harrow, so I'm going to bring Halsey out to play with me out there.
So that's right.
Yeah.
Harrow.
No, but it's not like a league. It's just like we just go out there once a month and play against a team.
But, so you're just bringing one of the best junior players from Essex.
Well, a lot of our team is older, so he'll just add a little bit of speed. That's all.
Right on. And goal scoring, and playmaking.
Oh, that's okay. Perfect. He can
but
play with me.
No, thank you to those four guys. Yes, for and sure. I also do want to bring up because of going to talk a bit about.
I already
this
know who
ruling,
you're going to say.
Wyatt Slochus.
Yes, for sure. Holy shit, Wyatt. Yeah. That's all I got to say.
That finals.
My gosh. He was...
couldn't have had, like...
Nothing short of incredible. Like
that was a goalie you want to win a championship. My. Holy smokes.
Yeah.
You talk about big saves. That save he made on Schladoya on the breakaway, reached around and got up with his glove like Vasilevsky.
How about the one he made at the end of the...
Game 6. To push it to 7, I just got goosebumps. Yeah. That was incredible.
He made two crazy glove saves. Like
wide open, Walker. If there's one guy you don't want the puck on the stick of, it's Kyle Walker.
He's got an absolute bomb.
Alone in the slot, snapshot, and just
glove save. Yeah.
Grabs it like it's nothing.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I couldn't believe it. I was freaking out. If you zoom in on the clip from my mom recorded the one angle, which was really nice, yeah, right behind the net. All you see is me walk away from the counter at the announcing table because I knew right away. I'm like, I couldn't believe it. I'm like, oh my gosh.
We were going nuts at the end of game.
Oh
six,
my
too,
gosh. Man. That 1-0, my heart was like, if we had gone to OT in Lakeshore, I was going to just go to sleep and wake up and
I would have paced my house.
That one was tough.
To kind of knot everything up.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, like, you can add on to after, but we just want to say, like, thank you to, well, one, the 73's organization for allowing us to come in and, you know, do the call on the games.
Oh,
and
yeah, for sure.
To be on staff with the team. So we want to thank all the, you know, management, the executive members,
yeah, big
the
time.
Organization for just allowing us to be a part of everything. Hopefully we can do it again next season.
Oh, yeah, that's the
and
hope.
Yeah,
I will say also, especially all the executives were very helpful
for sure.
But good old Ricky Shushard.
Yes, hey, Rick Shushard
he was awesome.
Yes,
really helped us big time. And
yes,
he was a really big supporter of us.
We couldn't have done what we did this year without Rick. Rick is a special person. Yeah, Rick
very
is
good
awesome.
Heart and.
What was good about Rick is he let us do our thing. Like, he let us put our little twist on stuff, and he let us, you know, he got us shirts to wear so we look nice while we were at the game and like, just stuff like that. So,
yeah,
yes,
huge thank you to the Threes organization on that. And the
for sure.
This was a job for us.
Yes,
it wasn't just a volunteer thing. So we were able to turn it into something that's a little bit lucrative for everybody, I think. Good way to cap off the season. Number one, I want Mike Paley back because
100%.
Mike Paley is the heart and soul of this town when it comes to hockey.
And number two, we want Tony Parosky back too.
If not, Tony Parosky, greatest career of all time. He's Scotty Bowman of
the PGA
Junior
Joe,
C. Yeah. Like, no one touches
over 300 wins in the league.
Yeah, there. How's that? Great Lakes,
is that good?
Great Lakes Hockey League years ago. Wagon.
Yeah, he owned it.
They won the Schmaltz Cup like 3 years in a row in the early 2000s. Just wagon.
Wagon.
But I think we can move on.
Yeah.
To the wild card race once again.
Yes.
We talked about this a couple weeks ago.
Do you want to start with that Rangers and Devils and everything off the opening face-off there and then work our way?
Oh, yeah, sure. I didn't even have that as a talking point. Go ahead. I'll let you. Uh-oh.
I've been waiting for
this.
Okay. So.
Uh-oh.
Rangers, Devils.
Big Pat's going to be looking at this.
Pat, this is for you.
Okay. That's awesome.
So, Rangers, Devils, opening face-off.
That's awesome.
Everybody decided to get a little frisky off the opening face-off, and everybody put their welding glasses on.
Oh, yeah.
And we had a full-on scrap, just 5-on-5, everybody mitts off.
They grabbed somebody.
5 scraps going at once, 2 seconds into the game. Also, 8 of the 10 players that were fighting were ejected 2 seconds into the game because of the rule of the second fight in the same stoppage of play. So how this works out is the first altercation, so the two guys that drop their gloves first get the 5-minute penalties.
Yep.
Anybody that fights after that, when you get the second fight in the same stoppage of play,
you're gone.
Automatically comes with a game misconduct.
Wow.
So 8 players were ejected 2 seconds into the game, 4 on each team.
No,
so
I got a question. I got a follow-up question to that. There's a guy on the Rangers who's kind of getting a name for himself, and I want you to share your opinion on him. It's Matt Rempe.
Okay.
What do you think of him?
I don't have any issue with what he's doing.
I think
he's not going out and like looking for shit. Like,
no, but like, I think he's actively hurting the Rangers roster because he takes penalties. Not only that, he doesn't do much.
No.
If anything,
I think he scored 1 goal.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It was like off his knee or something.
Whatever. He's got one.
It was a redirect.
He's got one.
That's more than I would ever get.
More than I got in the NHL.
But, yeah, I don't know. I think there's guys in the minors who I think would be a better call-up option. They got Adam.
Yeah, but do you think they're just willing to sacrifice a spot just to give some of the stars on the team a little bit more room on the ice? Because before he got there, like, look at Tom Wilson flicking around. What's his name? You know what
Panarin?
I mean?
Like, you know he what grabbed I mean? Little like, Panarin who's 150 well, soaking well, wet and no, but threw I mean, him around.
But that shit ain't happening now, is it?
No.
You know what I mean? Now look at them.
Yeah. Because
Quick has been like, Quick is pretty much is the starter there now. He's been fantastic.
He's been fantastic, but I think come playoffs, Shesty's still their guy.
Yeah, but why would you not go with what's hot, though? If you ride this guy into the playoffs.
Playoffs
man,
is a new season.
But still, if a guy's like this right now, you don't start him a game or two just to see what he's going to do, though? He's pretty much slingshot you into the playoffs.
But I guess, but if you take like a 36-year-old goalie and go game one you're in and then he gets lit up.
Then you go to the other goalie.
Team morale goes down.
Then you go to the other goalie.
What if he gets pumped?
Then I guess you're in one. And you're down 2-0 in the series.
Yeah, exactly.
But still, though, you got to give him a shot.
Yeah, I'd still go with Shesterkin, personally.
We're going to find out what happens there. I can see Quick being starter of game one in the playoffs. Wouldn't surprise me. Just by the numbers lately.
We'll find. They're running through the league. That's what they're I mean. Currently in the President's Trophy placement. I believe Dallas is hot on their tail. Yeah. Dallas. They've been tearing through everybody. Yeah, Wyatt Johnston from Windsor.
Ridiculous.
He's cracked.
Yeah.
Playing with Jamie Benn.
Which
I think Dallas is still my cup pick.
Too, yeah.
Still my cup pick.
Oh. Yeah, they're right up there for me.
Forward core, number one in the league. D core. Top five easily. Goaltending.
The funniest top part is they're
easily.
Doing all when
this.
They're
on. When
they're
on.
They're doing all this. And, like, how often have you heard with, or have you heard, like, Sagan's name? Or
yeah, he got
like,
hurt
you know
for
what
a
I
lot
mean?
Of the year,
no,
too.
But
you
know,
who was the best free agent signing in the league this year? Matt Duchene.
Yes.
Matt Duchene in Dallas is a different breed.
Yeah, it's
He's a top 15 player in the league. Sorry, that's a big number. I'll say top 25. When he's on...
Yeah.
He finds a way to make a play everywhere on the ice, and he plays second or third line.
But he's got those grizzly...
Imagine you're the third line of LA, and you go out and, oh, that's nice. I'm facing Tyler Sagan and Matt Duchene on the third line.
Yeah.
First line, because they've got first line, there's Sagan.
Think about the guys they have there.
And now they got the rookie, that Stankoven.
That's what I mean. So they got that kid, Sagan.
Johnston.
Robertson. Robertson.
Pavelski,
the master of just tips in front of the net.
Like
that's what I mean.
Sam Steele on their decor, they've got Miro Heiskanen, who is, in my opinion, two way hockey, top three in the league
for sure.
For on the back end, no one beats him.
He's he's a guy that no one really talks about.
No, because they're all about points. Yeah, that's nice. No. Let's see Quinn Hughes throw a hit. Or no, play some defense.
I will take a guy that keeps the puck out of my net over a guy that puts up a bunch of points.
But the thing is, he still has like 70 points this year as a D-man.
But
so,
you're obviously going to take that. But I just mean, I would rather him be down a little bit on the points.
Everything.
The puck. Yeah.
He does everything. He's like, I would liken him very similar to Adam Fox. Those are two guys I'd rather have than a Quinn Hughes.
Yeah, for sure.
No.
I don't hate it.
Would I not turn down Quinn Hughes? Of course not. but no, just those. Yeah, those teams are gonna run the league, and I don't even know how we got on this. We went from the Rangers to the.
It's all good though.
No, that's good. It's talking about. We'll continue through the standings
for sure.
For anyone curious, there's about like two other teams that I could have up there alongside those three vying for a spot. It was Philadelphia. Until they just lost 9-3 to the Habs.
Yeah, they've fallen off.
So, their fall off needs to be studied. I think they've lost 8 in a row.
Torts is probably just losing his mind right now.
I don't think he did a press conference last night. Imagine that, sitting in that locker room.
Do you think
6-goal loss, 9-3.
Do you think he gets gassed at the end of the season?
Like, you mean drunk?
No, I mean, like, fired.
Oh, Nah.
You don't think so? You think they give him one more year? How long has he been
there? It's not his fault.
No, I know, but
the team fell apart. At the start of the year, everyone was going, they're the most surprising team in the league. But they're second in the Metro. They're third in the Metro.
But who
all of a sudden, they're 4 points out of a wild card spot with two games played ahead.
But who always takes the fall?
Coaches. Who should really take the fall? A couple players should be sent with their bags packing. Mm-hmm. You know who's actually been bad for them? Their captain, Sean Couturier.
He's been scratched a bunch.
Yeah. He hasn't done much at
all.
Which
is crazy.
Torts isn't afraid of that.
No.
He just says, oh, that's nice. You want to put up 0 points in your past 10 games? You won't play first line. You won't play any line.
Ask our buddy Lee Harris about Torts. Because he was in Columbus when Torts was there.
I would love to play. Like, I've played for coaches in the past on sports teams that are like a Tortorella. Like,
I don't mind it. I don't
They're a hard case. Yeah. I like it. It keeps you in check. And I'm a big proponent of discipline in the locker room.
For sure, man.
And everyone gets the same.
Yeah.
No one's better. I don't care if you're the captain. I don't care if you lead this team with points by 30 points. Everyone's the same.
Yeah.
You're in here to win hockey games. If you don't want to do that, you don't get to play. Mm-hmm. That's how it is. It goes for any sport. Goes for anything in life. If you don't try at it, you're not going to succeed. And if you do, that's luck. Luck will run out.
For sure.
And Philadelphia's has. So you just figured I'd throw that. But also the Penguins. Sidney Crosby's on a mission.
Dude,
coming out of nowhere.
I think maybe he got sick of everybody saying, is he going to go somewhere? Is he going to this? Is he going to...
Him and Ovi. Yeah. They just turned it on at the end of the season. Like, oh yeah, Ovi all of a sudden is like 30 goals again.
Yeah.
Remember? He had like Wayne six Gretzky. In the first 20 games.
He just passed Wayne Gretzky for most 30 goal seasons now.
I think he's at 854.
He's going to get it next year.
Needs 40 more?
He's going to get another one or two this year, or three maybe, and then I'm telling you, man, he's going to need like a 40-goal season next year to get it.
And Washington's just, I think Washington's, it's New York and Washington and in
Washington
the card spots.
Washington is going to fucking feed him the puck the whole time.
Oh, yeah. And Detroit's just, I think Detroit's 1 point back or tied.
1 point.
Okay, yeah, so it's... Pens are ahead of us. It's Islanders and Pens, and then I think Caps are in the divisional spot.
Yeah.
Or maybe the Islanders are. I don't know. Pick whoever you think's making it out of that. I'm going to go Caps get third. Wings get second wild card.
I hope they do.
Isles miss. Tampa's already clinched. They're in the first wild card. So
who would the Leafs have to play?
It depends if they catch, I think the Wings would play the Rangers.
That's a tough draw.
I don't mind it. We're going to lose, but I think we could save some face. We've played well against them all
year. Is there a way they could play the Leafs?
Leafs would have to get first. No. Leafs would have to win out. No, I don't even think so. Because they couldn't catch the Rangers if the Rangers don't get another point and the Leafs win out. Rangers
at least we
so
know
far.
If we played the Leafs, we'd have a shot at winning the first round. Suck on that, Leaf fans.
I know. I remember I... Yeah. But,
I'm sure I'll get chirped in the fucking comments for
but,
that.
But who's locked down? Boston's in first.
Oh, yeah. That wouldn't be a fun matchup.
So Boston's going to play Tampa.
See, and that's fucking bullshit. Why should two top teams like? Why should we lose one of the two top teams?
Well, one's in the second wild card.
I know,
so.
But still, though,
we're in the same division.
I want to go back to the 1-8.
So it would be
like 8-8.
Oh, by points?
No. Just Eastern, Western Conference.
Yes. So it'd be by
eight.
Points.
Yes.
Not by divisional spot.
I
so
hate it.
That
I
would
hate
be
the wild card. I don't like it.
Boston would play the whoever wins third in that Metro. So Isles or Caps or Pens.
Yeah. Should be 1-8, 2-7, like that. Old school style.
And then Detroit's going to play the Rangers. Well, now I'm back to our normal playoffs.
But that's what I mean. Like I
Caps are going to, or sorry, Florida's playing Tampa.
It's easier to understand. Sorry,
Florida's playing. Florida is playing Toronto. That's a bad day for Toronto. Actually, I don't know. Who knows?
We want Panthers.
Yeah, exactly. Carolina is playing whoever wins third in that metro. So, yeah. Be interesting. So, I'd still Carolina's going to walk them.
Oh.
Carolina is a wagon.
Did you see what's-his-name hit another Michigan?
Svech? Yeah, they didn't even know he scored. He hit the back bar so quick.
Away, I went in and out so quick. But then after you hear it, in the play, it's like right away, he's fly by the bench. Like
he's awesome.
I think he was the only one in the rink that knew it was in.
I love Andrei Svechnikov. But while we're on it, just mentioned Toronto. Matthews, is he hitting 70? I think he's got 66 right now.
Well, he plays Detroit on Saturday,
which, of course, he's getting zero.
Hopefully.
Because James Optimus Rhyme is putting up a shutout.
Let's answer the question for me, what everybody has been asking and I keep seeing all over the internet. What's more impressive, the 100 assists by Connor McDavid or the 70 goals by Austin Matthews if he hits it? What's more?
In today's NHL? The answer is obvious. And shout out to Kevin Bugley, who I saw give a very good answer to this question online. In today's NHL, you get an assist as a second assist. Mm-hmm. So no primary necessary. You could be on the bench and get the assist. And also the assist now counts too if it hits a body and there's no possession and then the team scores. So for instance, if you're a D-man, you take a shot from the point, hits a man, drops, and your player in front scores, you get the assist. Thus, 70 goals is far more impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Empty net or not, you have to put the puck in.
And it kills yourself. You to say that because it's Austin Matthews, doesn't it?
Yeah, because every single one of his goals, I don't know how he scores them. It's like the goalie has some kind of a hex on him that he can't forgets how to play goalie.
He does have a bomb for a shot.
Yeah, but his shots are always like in the Arizona game a while back, like a month ago, he scored two goals and both were from the corner. What are you doing? Like the goaltender just watches it slide in and then Matthews scores. And you're like, what? None of his, like, he's not out here like Nathan McKinnon. You see his goals the other night, his hat trick?
Yeah.
He's getting the heart.
See how fast he just skates by everybody? His speed is ridiculous.
He's an animal. He is an animal. He is a horse. He's a hoss.
Yeah, he is a complete savage. But,
and another topic, which is fun. To the one Arizona Coyote fan out there.
Hi, Biz.
Yeah. But, yeah, they're done.
So
they're cooked. It's like 99%.
So the highest. So how does all that work?
There's some kind of an auction.
That was for the land, right?
Yeah, there's like a bid for the ownership rights, and then there's a bid for the land.
So was it the ownership rights that went to the people in Salt Lake City?
Salt Lake are working on a deal actively right now. They're going to buy the organization and move them as early as next week.
Like when the season's done. Bye. Yeah. So that would pull them.
All the Coyotes fans were told to already make plans to move if necessary.
So that would put them out of ASU.
Yeah.
All that shit. So
would they be,
is there already a rink? In
yeah,
this?
They built it years ago. Or no, sorry, they would play in the Jazz's stadium. They still got a team, Utah.
Oh, okay, yeah, I think so.
I think they would play there. They would install ice until they could build a separate arena, because I'm pretty sure they had plans to build one. If they don't have one already built, I'm not sure, because I know they were in bids for the last expansion.
Yeah,
with Seattle, and Seattle ended up winning because they had their rink built the quickest and all this. Quebec built one too.
Yeah, I like when the team share a barn though. The Wings and do with
Pistons.
Yeah,
it's okay. I mean, it's kind of cool because you see all, they take out the flooring and then they put on the ice surface and stuff. It's pretty cool, and they just keep the ice on
and they do it within hours.
Yeah, and there's like an insulation on the bottom of the wood panels, so they just lay it down. It's really cool. I check it out online if you can. They got every team that has a rink like that shows what the process is.
So a few of them would be like LA, LCA. What other ones are like that? Toronto. It's kind of starting to get where it's pretty common now, kind of.
Dallas.
Yeah.
American Airlines is Dallas. But does still, the Tampa Bay do it? Does Florida even have a... Yeah, Miami Heat. Are they with Florida Panthers?
Yeah, they might be.
Or no, Florida's in Sunshine, Florida. So they might be called
with the Lightning.
No, do I don't think their, so. Do Miami's own, other coast, though.
So they have their own arena?
Yeah, the Heat would have their own. Oh, or is sure there... Am I drawing a blank, and is there a Tampa Bay basketball team? I don't follow basketball.
Neither do I, and I don't think there is, no.
Do Celtics share... Yeah, they do. TD Gardens.
Unless you're in Orlando. Oh, yeah, TD.
With would be the one Bruins and the Celtics.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But still, that's like five or six. Yeah, that so just named.
I got to ask you this question. Do you think Arizona keeps the handle of the Yotes, or do you think it's going to be a full rebrand
going to Salt Lake? I think it's going to be full rebrand. Get rid of it.
What would you like to hear as a name?
I don't know. I don't even know. Where would you even start?
Well,
what's big in the state?
I'll look that up right now. What do they got? They got a state animal. Like, a few things come to mind immediately that'll roll off the tongue. Like salt. Like, would they just say Salt Lake, or would they say Salt Lake City? It's a mouthful.
I think Salt Lake would be.
Yeah, good. Like the Salt Lake Serpents. Yeah. Something along those lines. Something that isn't used. Like snakes are a little. I'll look up what's big in or animals in Utah.
You know
what wouldn't be bad, actually? The mic can pick that up. That's my stomach. The Salt Lake Bighorns. Like the sheep.
Oh, okay.
You know, like a ram?
Yeah.
Also, I know that's Buffalo has that already. I was going to say bison. But yeah, like rattlesnakes are popular there. Salt Lake Rattlers.
I feel like, isn't there an AHL team called that?
There's a Wranglers. Okay, and you're thinking also Arizona Diamondbacks. That'd be ironic because they're coming from Arizona.
Yeah, whoa.
Yeah, whoa.
We're starting to get into a full circle here.
Graphic went away.
Brought to you by GL Heritage. Yeah,
much right? Thank you to the...
Here, I'll go move looking. That, but yeah, go ahead.
But, no, it's just, I really think Salt Lake is a good hockey market, but the thing is, like, how are you going to spin this? Like, it's so quick, right? There's no buildup, so all of a sudden now, oh, yeah, we have an NHL club, like, so there was no hype surrounding it. It just kind of happened. Like, I'm sure, though, the owner is going to know how to sell it, right? Like, they got marketers working on that actively right now. Who are we going to go with for the name? Or do they go with something supernatural, right? Kind of like Seattle just did with the Kraken. Yeah. Like, there's no team that has dragons yet, right? The Salt Lake Dragons? Mm-hmm. That would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
And, like, what colors would they go? Or, like, maybe it's a weather. Salt Lake Sandstorm. Right? Something along those lines. I'm trying to think things in Utah. They got the salt flats there.
What about, and I don't want to offend anybody, but what about all the Mormons? Isn't that
Salt Lake Mormons?
But that's a big Mormon state, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not going crazy. See? No. Not fucking.
I don't know if the Mormons believe in that.
That's no, but I'm just saying, though, but that's a big Mormon state, right?
Yeah. Oh, okay. I think so. Any of central USA. Okay. I know Colorado is. That's kind of like the... Mm-hmm. Is it
Utah? And I don't want to offend anybody, okay? I'm not trying to offend anybody.
No, but that was so funny. I just pictured, like, you got, like, a Mormon on the jersey. He's, like, holding a hockey stick. In a Book of Mormon.
Oh, so funny.
But, yeah, it's no mockery, too. We're just kind of laughing at the idea. We're not. Obviously.
I just made it funny. That's all. I'm not picking on you, okay?
The Mormons. Sorry, that was so funny. Oh, my gosh. That's like someone in Missouri being like the St. Louis Amish or something.
Drew's going to kill me because I keep getting up.
But Salt Lake... We'll see. I mean, outside of that, I don't really have much to touch on. Although, I will say the World Championships are coming up for hockey. So, all the teams out of the playoffs are, like, sending guys, right? Yeah. So the U.S. is looking like a wagon.
Well, they got like Brady and all them going.
Yeah, they're getting a whole bunch of guys. They got Pinto coming from, or is he? No, he's a Canadian. There was someone else that was going. Please not to bring it. Please not Larkin. please not Kane. Please keep the ball with us.
Oh, yeah, because if they go over to the Worlds.
No, I'm saying the only way they go over to the Worlds is means we're in missed playoffs.
No, that's what I mean. But still, though, if they go over and play for U.S., whoa.
Oh, U.S. will crush. Canada doesn't really have anybody. Like, who missed?
They're going over with Bedsy.
Yeah, okay.
But you got to figure, if Sid misses and all them, like, they might.
Oh.
Right?
Like, Ovi can't play.
No. Poor Do you guy. Think all that, well, we're not going to talk about that here, but.
Wait, Russia?
Yeah, the whole Russia thing, but. I don't really want to get into that.
What do you think the KGB's tapped into our mics?
No, it's just a matter of, I don't really know a lot about what's going on and shit like that.
We'll leave it at this. It's very sketchy.
Well, of course it is.
Anyway, anything else?
What else has kind of happened in the hockey world as of late?
I mean, a lot of teams got eliminated.
Mm-hmm. I had notes on my phone, but I got the camera thing going.
Yeah, of course. No, I think everyone has been eliminated in the East except the teams I just mentioned prior. Mm-hmm. And everyone else I didn't mention in that wild card race has clinched. Mm-hmm. The West, obviously Arizona, San Jose, Chicago, they're all completely out of it.
I know one thing.
Nashville clinched. Nashville's second half of the season. How about them?
Yeah, I did see that. I did see that they clinched. One thing I don't think that we've touched on, even though if it was last week or this week, was Windsor getting the first overall pick in the OHL draft.
Oh, yeah. By the way, I did that. Did I talk about that?
What?
The Spitfire thing?
No.
Maybe? Okay, well, yeah. I did a whole Spitfire thing. That was so random.
Yeah,
but.
So I had on our wall there a little while back, you filled in for Mr. Hedges there. Brett,
yes, sir, Brett.
Our boy, Brett. So you filled in for him as the studio host. So, kind of walk us through, like, what happened, like, how it was for you. Was it first of all, I know you didn't know that it was overager night.
I also didn't know I was going to be on camera. I didn't know anything.
Oh.
I go in there and I'm like, oh, okay. So, I'm sitting at this. I didn't bring my glasses. So, for anyone who knows me personally, like, anything that's over 20 feet away, I'm like.
Did you have, like, a prompter?
Yeah.
No.
I got to read this thing. I got to read this screen with all the stats from the game when they cut away. It's 25 feet away from me behind the camera. And I'm like, okay. So I'm going to be like this. But it was fine because then the camera just rolls off of me. But when they come back, I'm like leaning over the desk. I will say the camera did me well. I looked good on there. Yeah, I was like, "Hey, I like this."
Did you get the
downlighting, but
did you get to see any of the like highlights or anything of it after?
The whole thing was recorded by both of my grandparents. Shout out to them.
Oh, really? Yeah, I didn't get to see.
They DVR'd it. We'll come over to my grandpa's and we'll have a seat.
Okay.
And watch it
because I would love to see because I wanted to get a couple
clips out.
Yeah, so we could put them on our page, man. That's big.
It was. It was big a fun time. Experience. Thank you to everyone at Your TV Windsor for the opportunity. Mr. Danby, I believe is his last name, the fellow who I was working with, the studio coordinator. His two young co-op students who were doing my sound mixing and everything.
Yeah.
And Brett for giving me the opportunity and Ant for coordinating it. I believe he contacted you first and you said, hey.
This is a good opportunity. This is
the guy you want, and it's big up. I was very nervous to start. Oh, my gosh. I'm sitting there. I went through all my notes in the first 15 minutes because I'm like, I was killing time. For 27 minutes, there was dead air because they were doing overager night.
I think they need to do a panel.
They have a panel. The OHL roundtable, the two guys who talk together, they would cut to that, but that was only like 12 minutes of the game. Then it cut back to me.
But that's what I mean. They need to do one in studio.
Yeah.
Would be awesome. Then,
it was a great experience. And,
hey, Windsor, reach out to us.
And then Windsor.
Reach out to us.
Able to get the first overall pick.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Huge for them. I think they're going to go with. I just looked the kid's name. Belshetz. Ethan Belshetz, I think is his name. Yeah. He's like big. strong. He's like Liam Greentree 2.0, basically. Beautiful. Greentree's gross.
Sign him up.
Spitzer going to be okay next year. I think, well, they had a rough year, but I think they could bounce back and at least maybe squeak into a lower playoff spot. Because I think in the OHL, doesn't like only four teams miss it.
Something like that.
Because it's, yeah, there's 20 teams, I think. Get in, yeah. I think there's 20 teams and then there's 16 make it. Yeah. So if you miss, you're pretty bad.
Mm-hmm. Also, did we say anything about Play for a Cure?
That is Carson Woodall.
No, I know, but did we say what our involvement
like the hoods
in
for
a Cure?
No.
So, remember, we're going to, so the actual game, the play, we're going to be doing play-by-play and color commentary for.
Yes, what is the date on that again?
That is the 19th.
Okay.
So, I believe.
For a second there, you had me scared. I was like, okay, I do remember talking about that.
I believe how they do it. So, it's next Friday, I believe. Yep. And we, so, I don't know if it was, but it's, we're going to do the broadcast and then I think it airs the following week.
Let's go.
I think is how they do it. So
I'm
you and I are going to be on the call.
The voice of the Windsor Spitfires.
So we're going to be on there.
Oh yeah.
We're going to be on your TV. I believe we're going to be
same
on,
thing.
Right? Same th- same type thing. I believe, but you and I are going to be on the call.
Are we going to be at WSU?
I believe so. And we are going to the draft dinner as well.
Woo!
So we're going to be at the draft dinner. We might, I'm not sure, don't quote me on it, but they might have us do a couple quick little interviews at the draft dinner with people, some of the players. They have like Mike Krzyzewski, Megan Augusta, Adam Graves.
Adam Graves? No way.
Look up the thing. Play
Big
for,
Adam Graves.
Look up Play for a Cure.
That's sick. He's so sick. He went to high school with my uncle.
Play for a Cure 2024, and it will give you a list of all of them. Ally Afraidy, I believe, is one of them.
Does he still have the same haircut?
Oh, yeah. He's absolute beauty.
Play for a Cure hockey.
Play for a Cure 2024. And then you can list some of the
That's
names.
The Pro-Am Cancer Research Fund.
Yeah.
So the Windsor Regional Hospital. Oh, this is showing the donations.
Oh, but we want to see who's playing. Okay. That's what we're trying to tell these guys. I know there's
2024 hockey stars.
Yeah, there you go.
Adam Graves, Tim Taylor, Mike Krzyzewski.
Yeah.
Ally Afraidy, Gary Roberts, Andre Roy, Mike Knubel. No way, Mike Knubel. Detroit Red Wings legend.
Yeah.
His son Cole is, I think Philly might have drafted him.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon Prest. There's a name I haven't heard in a minute.
Yeah.
Megan Bozek, Megan Augusta, Angela James, and Sammy Joe Small.
And just so you know, a while back, I actually talked on Instagram.
Is Ally Afraidy from here?
Area-ish.
Okay. I was going to say I wasn't aware. I know Graves is, but. Yeah.
So a while back on Instagram, I talked to Megan Augusta.
Okay.
And we're going to, now that we're going to see her, we're going to try to line something up with her because she's agreed to come on the show.
The first female guest ever. I could be wrong.
We've already had three before.
Woo! Well, this shows you how much I know.
Maybe you've heard of them. Renata Fast, Sarah Nurse, and Natalie Spooner.
You had Nurse on the show?
I had all three
Spooner,
of them.
I do remember.
They were all the same episode. I got about 10, 15 minutes with each of them.
Holy smokes. So, I got to go back and look at that.
So,
Ally Afraidy is from Dearborn. Okay.
So he's close.
Just over the border, yeah, 20 close. Minutes or whatever.
He's close.
Yeah.
But yeah, you didn't know that I had those girls on before?
No, I can recall you talking about having Natalie on, but I got to go back
all
and watch that.
Super cool, super nice. Yeah, they were all.
No, I love the PWHL.
Yes, that is humming.
You see, Mark Methot, former Dallas Senator. And Senator.
Yeah.
That sounded weird. Stars and Sens player. Mm-hmm. Was doing a hitting clinic with the PWHL Ottawa team.
So they're are they thinking Toronto's. About listen.
Well, there's hitting already.
No, but I mean
but they're showing the women
how
to
he's
throw just saying
and
like,
receive.
Yeah, exactly.
Hits, yeah.
They're given
it safely.
Properly. I'm not saying they aren't trying. They are. I've seen in game. There's
those
hits.
Games get feisty.
Yeah, you know what? And
this is good.
the only issue I have with the game is like the players are good. They're fast. The women hit hard.
Yeah.
And they'll still scrap.
Oh, yeah.
They'll mess it up in the crease. But like the goalies, man, I feel like every game's like 8-5.
Oh, yeah. But that'll
6-4.
That'll smooth out.
Yeah. But like the goalies just seem,
Well, they're getting fucking 50 shots a game.
Yeah, that's true. The league's it's pretty wide open hockey.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But that's what makes it so entertaining.
That's true.
Is that they're and cracking it open and they're, you know.
I remember, I think I watched the second game of the season and it was Montreal versus.
And they're putting some crowds.
Minnesota, maybe. Yeah. And like the one team clearly expansion drafted for like size and toughness.
Yeah.
And the other was like skill.
Yeah, it doesn't work well.
So it was like. All these like 5'3" girls
just going, zipping all over,
trying
the place.
To go around, and just some great big 5'11" girl just flattening them into the wall, and I'm like, oh man, this is a mismatch.
Want to know who was...
the big team won? It was like kids versus adults.
I'm trying to think, so the girls who we interviewed, the three Team Canada girls, are like Renata Fast. She was smaller.
Yeah.
She was pretty short. Small. She's feisty.
Sarah Nurse is tall.
She was taller.
Like she's like 5'8", 5'9".
Yeah, like, but still, we'd have like four or 5 inches on her probably. But she was like, but they were all so cool, man. So cool. Like, just sitting down. If you didn't know who they were, just sitting down, like, chatting with them.
Yeah.
They were awesome, dude. So, they were pretty cool.
So cool.
But we need to... We want to push girls hockey. Like we want to push hockey. So when we see Megan Augusta, we're going to flick her a business card.
Boys and girls, and both hockey.
But Megan's already agreed to come on the show. So
it'd
be cool. Maybe I should message her and see if we can line up something while she's down and take all this on the road and interview her in person. Like at WSC.
We need a mini mic and go, hey, here's a Liam Greentree.
No, but I mean, sit down like this.
Yeah. Dude, AJ,
rip an interview with her.
AJ Spellacy and all those. Like, I want to Adam Graves. That's a big one.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna flick
his
out
days
some
in Colorado.
I got cards in the truck. We're gonna flick out some business cards when we go.
Beauty.
There. So don't worry. We're gonna book some interviews.
All right. Well,
anything else that you want?
That's all.
Or have we kind of covered it? So everybody, stay tuned next week. Like I said, we got some interviews booked.
Got a
for
couple
next
interviews.
Week. We're not going to say who the other ones are, but Connor, we are sitting down with Connor next week. So
Connor Dembinski,
yes.
Maybe another Connor, not McDavid.
but
we'll get.
That's
back
the
to
one that we've already told you.
Yes.
So we will do that. So you're all set. I'm all set. Until next week, we will see you guys.
Yep.
See ya.
Yeah. Enjoy the uppie. I've lost my fight with time. Could do